I know the hot topic every fourth Sunday of Lent is to really get into the nitty-gritty of whether this color is pink or whether it's rose. I don't care what color you think it is, because that's not the important part. It's more important what that color represents. This Sunday is Laetare Sunday, which represents a relaxation of Lent for 24 hours. We come today rejoicing over many things. First, that Lent is almost over. We have more behind us than we do in front of us. Second, we rejoice because the great feast of Easter is coming, and Easter represents the triumph over sin and death. Lastly, we rejoice for our liturgy is quoting the scripture from Isaiah, which says, "Rejoice, Jerusalem." This was the entrance antiphon that we sang at Mass, and in it contains great prophecy. It foretells of our salvation to come, that the people who have been mourning for centuries awaiting a Messiah are finally going to be rescued from sin. As I have said, this fourth Sunday of Lent is known as Laetare Sunday, but it's also known as Mothering Sunday. Holy Mother Church loves each of her children, and as such, she tries to comfort us in our afflictions and times of trial. Whether they are the self-imposed trials of Lent that we have taken on, or they are the sufferings in life that we have no control over, our Mother, the Church, wants to ease our burden whenever she can. The title of Mothering Sunday comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians in chapter 4, verse 27. In that verse, he quotes directly Isaiah 54, verse 1, in which Jerusalem, pictured as a wife who has been barren and deserted, now suddenly finds herself with innumerable children, the returning exiles. In the Septuagint translation, this same text is applied to Sarah as the barren one in Genesis 15, who ultimately becomes the mother not only of Isaac, but of numerous children, i.e., all of those who believe, the children of the promise, which is recontextualized by Paul in Galatians 4, verse 28, after he quotes Isaiah. We have countless examples in the scripture of how heartbreaking it is to struggle with infertility. Anyone who has struggled with it will tell you that it feels like being denied a good by the Lord. It is with that heartbreak in mind, that all-consuming sadness that comes month after month when someone experiences barrenness, that the church urges us to hope. The hopelessness of infertility is abandoned the moment someone finds out they are pregnant. It is Mothering Sunday because the church wants to comfort her children in all their affliction, like a mother soothes their distraught child. This is the joy that our mother, the church, wants us to know, the joy of a newly pregnant woman who has dealt with infertility. Because this is the new life that the church wants us to experience as we are freed from sin and death by the joy of the resurrection. And while the resurrection is not yet here, we know that it's coming. The church wants our hearts to be pregnant with the knowledge of the resurrection and the joy to come. So rejoice. Easter is almost here. Holy Mother Church comforts us this Sunday during our struggle of our Lenten sacrifice. We have the anticipatory joy of the resurrection in our hearts to carry us through these last few weeks. If we have put certain parts of ourselves to death during Lent through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, then we shall rise with him at Easter and experience newness of life. A new life more full of the Spirit. A new life more full of grace. A new life in Christ as he has conquered sin and death in the world, and more importantly, in our hearts.